The perek, and really the mesechta begins, Hashutvin sherotzu lasois mechitza. The Teres Chaim, in his first comment on Maseches Bava Basra, asks, that why does the perek begin Hashutvin with a Hei Hayadiyya? L'chura, it should have said, Shutvin sherotzu lasois mechitza. What's the Lashon Hashutvin sherotzu lasois mechitza? In fact, he brings that Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin and Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Ksubis tells us that Maseches Kedushin begins Ha'isha Niknes, whereas Maseches Ksubis begins Psula Nises. And Tosfos says that the reason Maseches Kedushin begins Ha'isha Niknes is because the word Isha in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin is actually referring to a word Isha that's mentioned in the Torah, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. And being that it's referring to a word in the Torah, so it's Ha'isha. Which Isha? Yena Isha that's mentioned in Parshas Kiseitze, in the Parish of Ishos. That Isha's nickness Bekesef Shtar Rabbi, as opposed to Psul Nisas, which is not referring to a Pasuk in the Torah. And being that it's not referring to a Pasuk in the Torah, so it's Dafke mentioned Onahe. So if the Torah Schaim, Hashutfin Sherotzu Lasis Bechitza Bechatz is not referring to a Pasuk in the Torah. So if it's not referring to a Pasuk in the Torah, based on Tosfos' methodology in the beginning of Ksubis and the beginning of Kedushin, there should not be Hey Hayadiyah. So why then is it that the perek begins Hashutfin with a hey? It would seem to be a little bit more appropriate for it to start Shutfin. And the Teres Chaim says that Pshat is because, as we're going to see in the raid, this Mishnah is very much a continuation of the Mishnayis in the end of Maseches Bava Metzia. In fact, Bava Metzia ended Habayis for Aliyah, which deals with Shutfin. So really, it's a continuation. So to emphasize the fact that it's a continuation, Zokta Mishnah has Shutfin. Yen is Shutfin from Soif Bava Metzia, Sheratzu Lasis Mechitza Bechatzer, Boinen Es HaKoysel Be'emza. But the reason there's a hey is not because it's referring to a Pasuk in the Torah, but rather the reason there's a hey is because it's referring to the Mishnayis in the end of Maseches Bava Metzia. Stating that, the Hilgich Sam Soifer, in his first comment on Masechtes Bava Basra, says, Yesh Loimar, that the Pasuk says in Parshas Dvarim, Ushfatetem Tzedek, Bein Ish, Ubein Achiv, Ubein Geroi. So this is Perik Aleph, Pasuk Tez Dayan, in Parshas Dvarim. Ushfatetem Tzedek, you should judge righteously, Bein Ish, Ubein Achiv, between a man and his brother, and Ubein Geroi, between man and Geroi. So what does Geroi mean? So if you take a look at the Sefri, Rashi brings the Sefri, but he brings up a Shinui Lashon Ktzas. But if you take a look at the Sefri says, Ubein Geroi, Zeshchenoi. Ubein Geroi is referring to Shchenim. And the Torah says, Ushfatetem Tzedek. Make sure you get the halachas right when it comes to judging Bein Ishu, Bein Achiv, Ubein Geroi. So the Chasam Sofer says, Yesh Loimeh, the Perek HaShutfin is also referring to a Pasuk in the Torah. Which Pasuk in the Torah? It's referring to the Pasuk Ubein Geroi. Ushfatetem Tzedek. Zok the Mishnah, HaShutfin. You want to know how you're going to be a Shofei Tzedek when it comes to neighbors? It's the sugis we're going to learn right now. It's Perek HaShutfin, it's Perek Loyachbor, all these halachas of Niske Shchenim. This is a pasuk in the Torah, yen a neighbor. Which neighbor? Ubein Geroi, that the Torah refers to. That's what is going on over here. I'll tell you one interesting shtel, a real brisk shtel that I saw in the Shiurim from Hagoy and Rameir Stern Shlita. And that is, the Rambam, when he brings the halachos of Shechem, he brings it, very interestingly, in two places. So the Rambam brings in Hilchas Shechem, right? There's a whole Hilchas Shechem in Rambam, in the Kinyan volume of Rambam. So that Hilchas Shechem. There's also, in Kinyan, Hilchas Shluchim V'Shutfin. That's very interesting. If you look at the Rambam's Hakdama, the Hilchas Shluchim V'Shutfin, so the Rambam wrote a small blurb, like a little Hakdama, in the beginning of each one of his Chalokim of Yad Chazaka. So what's Hilchas Shluchim V'Shutfin about, working backwards? Inyan Elu HaLachos, Leida Din Shluchoy Shal Adam, V'shutfoy, u'mishpeteyem, b'mekham, u'memkaron, b'fseidon, v'schoron, u'bir, kol adinim o'elo, b'prokim elo. So Hilchas Shluchim v'shutfin says the Rambam, very simple. No chiddush. It deals with the laws of Shluchim, and it deals with the laws of Shutfin. If you look at the Rambam's Hakdom at the Hilchas Shechem, says the Rambam, inyan elu halachos leida din chiluk hakarkois bein hashutfin. V'harchokas nezek, kolechon mehem nishchenoi, umibal hameitzer shaloi, v'din bal hameitzer, ubir kol adinam ha'elu b'prokem edel. Hilchas Shluchim v'Shutfin deals with the laws of Shluchim and it deals with the laws of Shutfin. Hilchas Shechem deals with the laws of chiluk hakarkois bein ha'shutfin. Additionally, harchokas ha'nezek, between man and between his neighbor. So shtel was that why are the laws of chiluk hakarkois ben hashutfin in hilchas shchenim? Wouldn't it seem to be a little bit more appropriate for it to be in hilchas shutfin? Din chiluk hakarkois ben hashutfin is halacha in hilchas shutfin. So why would the Rambam put it in hilchas shchenim and not in hilchas shutfin? And the truth is, our Mishnah perek hashutfin, if you look it up in the Rambam, it's in Perek Beis, Hilchas Shchenim. It's not in Hilchas Shutfin. Even though the name of the Perek is Perek HaShutfin. Afal Pikin, the Rambam put it in Hilchas Shchenim. And it's based on Epes HaHagdora that the Rambam had. That Din Chiluk HaKarkois Beinat Shutfin, even though it sounds to me like this is Exhibit A in the laws of Shutfin, Afal Pikin, no, this belongs in Hilchas Shchenim, and it doesn't belong in Hilchas Shutfin. So Ayin Shom, he says, briskeray to try to be magder a little bit. Why chiluk hakarkois bein hashutfin would be in hilchas shchenim as opposed to hilchas shutfin? But one gishmak I think he says is that lefidach sam soifer that really perik hashutfin, even though it's called hashutfin, it's not called hashchenim. Oh, but at the end of the day, perik hashutfin is referring back to a pasuk in the Torah, and the pasuk of the in the Torah that it's referring back to is ushvatetem tzedek bein ishu bein achiv u bein geiroi shteit in tzifri is bein shchenoi. So really, this halacha, the way the Torah and the pasuk that Chazal referenced it back to is a pasuk that talks about Shchenim, the Shutfin. And maybe that's why he says the Rambam, that was a shtickel amakar to put it in Hilchas Shchenim and not to put it in Hilchas Shutfin.